discussing the life of Abraham now for about a year and a half. We've been going through this series entitled Face to Face Abraham. We've seen Abraham in different seasons of life. Abraham, who did not know God, was called by God. And in his initial call, Abraham gave us an illustration of what faith really is all about. But when you look at Abraham, even though he has the values, the characteristics, and the will to step out on faith, the thing about Abraham is that we found out is that he has flaws. It's amazing because sometimes I believe that we think that just because, amen, we're believers in Jesus Christ, and just because, you know, we've been doing better, that we don't have flaws. The beautiful thing about it is that we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. It's a fact. You may be up one day and you don't know tomorrow, you may fall into a place where of regret. We don't know. But the thing about it is, what I found out is that if you're going to walk by faith and if you're going to pass the tests of faith, amen, there are some things that you will have to be able to handle. And one of the greatest things that I believe that God has blessed us with is the fact that we have the opportunity where we can handle his word. I said it earlier that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Can I tell you something? The thing that's going to take you to the next level in this life is this, not you saying it, but it's you believing the word of God and standing on that word. That's your foundation. Now, we must be ready, though, to take the steps in passing the test. Now, some of us are okay with just getting a B. Some of us are just okay with getting a C minus. You understand? I passed. I don't have to put in no more effort. And the thing about life is this, that I see people with potential. Come on, help me, somebody. There are a lot of you here, you have potential, but you're just putting in C-minus work. And here's the thing about walking by faith. It takes work. It takes you developing a closer relationship with God. And the test is about love. That's what this faith test is about. I did not see it until I started to see it. And then when I started to see it and God began to reveal it, I realized that when we say we walk by faith, you have to realize and ask yourself, do you really love the one that you're walking by faith with? Imagine this. People say they love God, but we don't obey his word. We say we love God, but yet we still want our lives, come on, help me somebody, to run our lives a certain kind of way. And the thing about Abraham, what I found out is that this test, this love test, it's hard because you can't see him. Come on, help me somebody. But yet, what you do see, you can appreciate. When you walk outside, come on, somebody. And you look up in the sky and you see all that God has created. You can say to yourself that God is good. Are you with me? And if you need more evidence, I just want you to look closer. Look at yourself. Who woke you up this morning? Come on, help me. I don't know if you know who woke you up this morning, but But let me clue you in. It was God that woke you up this morning. It wasn't anything that you and I did. But God is still involved in our lives. Now here's the thing. Faith requires trust. You may want to write that down. Faith requires trusting the one you love. Write it down. Faith is what? It requires what? Trust. But trusting the one you love. And when you love God, and in like any other relationship, you don't have to be perfect because he's perfect. You don't have to try real hard if, watch this, because God will eventually work the things out of your life that he wants out. I know what you want out, but he's got something else that he wants out of your life. And so with Abraham, my question is this, right? This is the part that really gets me. Why now? Why is God telling Abraham, last 2 weeks we looked at this, to sacrifice his only son that he waited 25 years for? Tell your neighbor it's a love test. You know what this, I told you this is definitely a topography, or we call it a Christophany of Jesus. So Isaac is a representation of Jesus. But here's the thing you need to know. Here's the thing you need to know. I look at this. I said, Lord, why did you ask him back for this? Listen, the waiting was long enough. You know how long 25 years is? That's a whole lot of time. I had it broken down, but it's a long time. I just say it's just a long time. A lot can happen in 25 years, right? 25 years of holding on to a promise. Watch this. You ever say, you ever feel in your heart that God is going to do something for you? And you keep repeating it? Like it's a year of increase. I keep saying, God's going to make a millionaire in here. You feel what I'm saying? I keep saying that, and I keep saying it, and I keep saying it. And then all of a sudden it starts happening. But I've been saying it for a long time. Watch this. Don't stop speaking those things that you believe. That God has told you. You say, well, how did he tell you? He told you through his word. He confirmed it through his word. He confirmed it through the body of Christ. So don't let people fool you, and by the Holy Spirit, to make you think that God can't specifically guide you and I in this life. Do I have anybody? Abraham is waiting, right? He's waited, and now he has the son, and he enjoyed the son for 11 years now. And then one morning, that call came. Verse 1, it says, after these things, God tested. The word test in the Hebrew is Nashah. Now this word means to try something, to test something, to pull out of it the weakness and the impurities. It is not to test it to destroy it. That's why I call it a faith love test. You see, God wanted to know from Abraham, do you love your son? Do you love the blessing more than the blesser? I think I told you that a week ago. Right? Do you love him more? And here's the thing. I want to say this to somebody here today. Sometimes you may have to give that thing up. But watch this. Don't believe that you're going to lose it. Believe that God is going to improve it. Lord have mercy. And when you let go, amen, when you let go, you'll find out that the things that you don't have control of, God will fix it. Don't you know he can fix it? Now, if God wasn't capable, I wouldn't make that statement. But the last time I checked, he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the bright and morning star. Come on, help me somebody. He's a way maker. He's a bondage breaker. He's a deliverer. He's a healer. Now, I'm calling it like that, but if I call his name, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tiskenu, the I Am, the El Elyons. And so if when you start thinking about God in that way, you start saying, listen, whatever you want me to do, God, here I am. Here it is. And I believe that sometimes because we don't trust him, we can't release everything to him. See? Because we're still suspicious of whether or not he's able. Listen, don't just say he's able with your mouth, but with your life, you're saying something different. Are you following me? And so let's look at the text. Verse 3 says, now, it says, so Abraham rose early. See, for you late sleepers, God called him. But it's very interesting if you look at verse 2 right there at the end. He says, I will tell you, I went over this last week, one of the mountains of which I will tell you. See, here's the thing about walking by faith. You're not supposed to have the map. Lord have mercy. You're not supposed to have the blueprint. But it's not you walking around blindly. It's you taking the measures, the steps. So my first point is this. What you got to do is this. Make sure you have what? There you go. Look at the text. Verse 3 says, what did he do? He got up early in the morning. He saddled his donkey. He needed to get there. Right? Smart guy, right? He wasn't walking. He was driving. Y'all didn't get it. And took two of his young men. He's old now. Abraham is an old man now, about 100 years old now, 111 years old now. And watch this. He took two young men with him, smart fellow. Watch this. And he took Isaac, his son. Now, can you imagine what's going through his mind? Let me ask you this. If God asked you for something, would you give it to him? Then the question is, how do you know it's God? So what I say to you is this. If you're going to pass the faith love test, make sure you have what? Everything you need. Many times we leave the things behind that are valuable and even the things God tells us to bring with us. And then when we arrive to the place where he's about to bless you, watch this, you got to go backwards to get the things that you need. Oh, I hope you caught that. And oftentimes what I'm talking about is whatever it is that you're getting ready to do with your life, you got to make sure that you have what you need. And one thing I know about God is that God was looking from Abraham to see if he was prepared. Can I say this to somebody here today? Maybe you're not ready for this test. But this faith love test is how you go to the next level. I know you didn't want to let go of mama. Come on, help me somebody. But you had to let her go to be with the Lord. Come on, help me somebody. That's the faith love test. That he says, I love you, God, and I know you're going to take care of mama. Mama is no longer suffering. Come on, help me somebody. Daddy's no longer suffering. Amen. That's the thing about the faith love test that we need to understand. It's about you releasing and then responding to what God has asked you to do. Watch the text. Text says, he went And what did he do, though? The text says he split the wood. You may not even think that has any significance. All right? But let me tell you what he did to the wood. To split the wood is to break it open. Say it one more time. Oh, somebody, you've been holding on to everything God has given you. It's time to split it open. It's time to what? Tell your neighbor, it's time to split it open. Listen, you'll realize that when you break it open, you may get your breakthrough. Oh, wish I had somebody. When you break it open, you'll realize that inside of there may be the very thing that's been holding you up from getting to the place where you need to be. So the next thing you got to do, not only make sure you have, but make sure you are prepared before you move. Oftentimes, we don't spend time in preparation. I'm going to say it one more time. Abraham could have backed out. Abraham, imagine how many times he had to think about the fact that God was asking him to sacrifice his only son. Isaac had no idea. The young men had no idea. Watch this. And what I'm saying to you today, don't talk so much about what God told you to do when you're taking the faith love test. A person can give you, watch this, their advice, but if you've gotten instructions from God, don't question it. Lord have mercy. And oftentimes we're trying to validate what God is saying, but you got to walk by faith. In other words, you got to believe that what he says is true. Anybody here believe his word? And here's the thing, it's his word that will give you direction. Now, this wood that he split open for burnt offering, I told you that a person can give a burnt offering at any time. It was a sacrifice for atonement. So in other words, what Abraham is going through in his mind is this. He's saying, man, God is asking me to give up my son. Watch this. As a sacrifice for atonement. He could have asked for the peace offering. He could have asked for the grain offering. But he was asking for the burnt offering. May I ask you a question? Have you ever thought about it? That if God asked you to sacrifice your child, would you do it? And some of us would say, oh, no, not my baby. But guess what? God gave you that child, and sometimes you got to give your children up. Come on, somebody. When you can't help them yourself, you got to realize that God is the one that can change their lives. It is up to you now to bring them along with you. Watch this. He didn't bring just the two men. He didn't bring a substitute. He brought what God told him to bring. Tell your neighbor, preparation. Tell your neighbor, 2024, I will be prepared for the faith love test because I'm going to pass this test. See, the things that I've realized something, y'all, the things that I'm trying to change, I can't. But if I follow the instructions, if I'm prepared, then I can move. Watch the text. Text says, and he arose. I'm almost done. He what? He arose. Didn't he? He says he arose and went to the place. Now, you got to know, he's walking around. He left the valley and he's heading to the mountain. There are seven mountains surrounding Jerusalem. He did not know which one God wanted him to go to. But the mere fact that he did not hesitate, give me that next point. make sure you don't what? You know why we hesitate? Because we don't trust. You know why we hesitate? Because we really don't love. See, if God is asking for something, would you give it to him? I'm going to ask that question one more time. Let me see if I see the mic's on. If God is asking you for something, would you give it to him? But let me ask this question, though. What are you using as your measuring tool to see whether or not it's God or somebody else? Lord have mercy. And if it's not the word of God, come on, help me somebody. Preached by the man of God. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach if they had not been sent? And that's why you have to use discernment and get to the place where you can receive from God a word that's tailor-made for you. Somebody here, God is telling you, I'm going to upgrade your life. But before the upgrade, you have to show yourself ready to obey my commands. Now, look at the text. The text says he arose and went to that place. Watch this. Oftentimes, we will hesitate because we're still trying to wrap our minds around what God is asking you to do. Listen, as I'm preparing this, I'm thinking about the life of this church, right? And I'll just be thinking about, like, God, because there were days where I was just like, man, I could go do something else. And right when I was at my give-up-itis moment, come on, help me, somebody. It seemed like the door just cracked open. It didn't go wide open. It cracked open. And I was able to step out and see what God has and had for us. And I'm saying to you about this principle in your own life. Listen, pay attention. Don't give up just yet. Don't just give up just yet, because what God has for you is for you. Nobody can take what God has already assigned to you. And can I say this to somebody here? The reason maybe you're not seeing it is because you're not willing to trust him by faith to take the test. Are you with me? Watch this. Watch what he says. Watch what he says. He says, he arose and went to the place which God had told him. Now you got to know he's not in the specific location. He's close. Oh, I'm about to help somebody. Sometimes we get so close and then we back out. Because why? We're frustrated. It ain't happening the way you wanted to happen. It ain't going the way you wanted to go. As a matter of fact, you can't control it. So guess what? It may not be God. But all you got to do is step out on faith and watch it. Don't hesitate. Move forward. And so the last thing I want to tell you, you got to make sure, there it is, you're paying attention to who? God. What does that mean? Well, Pastor, what do you mean? He says he went to the place which God told him. Now watch this. Abraham didn't say, well, let me check with my wife. Let me call my advisors. Let me go find out, from the leaders of my tribe, you know. No. The text says when God told him to go take his son, imagine the shock factor to that. And then he says he rose early, saddled his donkey with two men and the sacrifice. Isaac wasn't Isaac. He was a sacrifice. Okay. And here they go. And he came to that place. And what happened at that place? He went where God tell you. Never, you got to go where God tell you to go. You got to go to where God. You got to pay attention. to God. Listen, some of you are paying attention to everything else. You're reading your horoscope. You're doing your little Facebook, TikTok devotion. And you're using that as validation. Do this for me. Right here. It's here. And I want to say this. When you walk by faith, you got to remember this. You're not always going to know. Right? You're not always going to know, but you can feel it. And I ain't just saying go on a feeling, but I'm saying go on a feeling. Because God has given you discernment. And your discernment is just as strong as my discernment. My discernment be a little bit, no. You know, but the point is, y'all know what discernment is, right? Anybody? Okay, so for those of you who don't know what discernment is, it is the ability, watch this, to gain understanding of a situation, amen, without asking. Oh, Lord. It's called spiritual insight. And so with your spiritual insight, God will give you discernment, watch this, through maturity. And when you grow as a believer, you get more discernment. When you get in the Word, you get more discernment, so you're not fooled by people. But watch this. God will give you that kind of discernment when you're walking. The things I'm going to show you today, I've done this before. And I was sure then, like I'm sure now, that it's from God. But I never, even though it did not manifest itself in the time that I wanted it to manifest, I believe now with discernment and time, now is the time for this. And I'm so sure of it, amen, that I'm not looking back. And I want you to do that in your life. Stop looking back. Stop thinking about the things that you left behind. Stop thinking about the things you've lost. Come on, help me, somebody. Stop thinking about the people you had to leave behind. But take that leap of faith and trust God. You know, when you drop a letter in the mailbox, it is then delivered to the post office. The mail then is sorted by the postal workers who group the mail by zip code, so that your letter can reach its destination. In the same way, Christians, when you walk by faith, you watch this. God puts you in the right zip code so that he can get you to your destination. The problem with some of us is that we don't know where we're going because we don't have a stamp on our envelope. In other words, what I'm trying to say is you got to hold on to God's unchanging hands. When you walk, you got to walk by faith. You got to believe that he who began a good work in you will in no wise finish it. I don't know whose time zone you're on or timeline, but I hope you're in God's timeline. Because when God is through with you, oh, I wish I had somebody. When God is done with you, you will be everything that he had in mind when he created you. Give God a hand clap of praise. Tell him thank you this morning that I'm going to pass the faith love test. Every time I say that, I have a stronger conviction that when Jesus says you got to love everything less and follow me, that's what I think about. How much do I love my car? How much do I love the life I have? Do I love him enough to take that leap of faith? God, we're taking a leap of faith this year. And I hope that you can feel and believe God's word and what he's saying to us. He's saying, pass this test. If you're here this morning, you need prayer, I want to pray for you this morning. Maybe that's your struggle. Maybe you know what happens to us when we take tests? We get nervous. How many of you got test anxiety? Everything start looking cross. And then how many of you second guess yourself, especially when it's a multiple choice? Come on, help me somebody. The beautiful thing about God is this: he's giving you the answer sheet. You ain't gotta go far. You ain't gotta write the answers on your hand. All down your hand. No, you gotta do that. Because here's the thing, the first part of passing this test is stepping out.